order. This is the time set for our hearing. First, I would like to introduce Jocelyn Twilla, who is our committee assistant, who's going to be handling our hearings. Welcome aboard. And I'd also like to welcome Erica Porter, who is the committee's new backup committee assistant. So we have some new faces here, and looking forward to having you as part of our family. We only have one agenda item today. It's SJR 19, my resolution, which I will be presenting. So I'm going to hand the gavel over to the vice chair, Senator Morlock. And we don't anticipate this will be a lengthy hearing, but why don't we go ahead and call attendance so that we can establish our quorum.
Jackson?
Here.
Jackson here. Morlock? Morlock here. Anderson? Hertzberg? Here. Hertzberg here. Leno?
Here.
Leno here. Monning?
Here.
Monning here. Wieckowski?
Here.
Wieckowski here.
Item number one, SJR 19, Senator Jackson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and members. SJR 19 reaffirms that the state of California stands in strong support of Roe v. Wade and the work of Planned Parenthood, both of which are essential to women's reproductive health. January 22, 2016 marked the anniversary of the landmark United States Supreme Court decision in Roe v. Wade, which acknowledged the principle that every woman has a fundamental right to control her own reproductive decisions. Roe v. Wade has been the cornerstone of women's remarkable strides toward equality in the past four decades, and reproductive freedom is critical to a woman's ability to participate fully in the social, political, and economic life of the community. Furthermore, Planned Parenthood provides comprehensive health care services to both men and women, 97% of which care is comprised of well women examinations, birth control, testing and treatment of sexually transmitted infections, HIV, pregnancy tests, life-saving cancer screenings, sex education, prenatal care, and primary care services. A sudden defunding of Planned Parenthood's health centers by federal or state governments would put California's women and patients, particularly from underserved communities and our youth, at risk, because Planned Parenthood is often the only source these people have for health care services. Recent reports found that threats of harassment, intimidation, and violence against women's health services have doubled since the year 2010. As recently as November of this past year, a Planned Parenthood clinic was the target of a heinous act of domestic terrorism, which resulted in the deaths of three people and the injury to nine others. Also, in my neighboring district, another Planned Parenthood clinic was the target of an arsonist. Members, this is why it is vital that we urge the President of the United States and Congress to express their support for access to comprehensive reproductive health care, including the services, the important services provided by Planned Parenthood, and a woman's fundamental right to control her own reproductive decisions, and to strongly oppose efforts to eliminate federal funding for Planned Parenthood. I would also like to indicate that many of us are aware, or should be aware, that just yesterday, in the state of Texas, a grand jury, rather than charge Planned Parenthood, which was the request that had been sought for the work that they had done, instead exonerated Planned Parenthood and, in fact, indicted two of the members of the organization that sent out these scurrilous, misrepresentative filming of Planned Parenthood's activities. So I think that in and of itself, that statement articulates the importance of reaffirming the job that Planned Parenthood has done, and also reaffirming the importance of Roe v. Wade to the women and to our society in general. With that, I would ask for your aye vote. And here in support of the resolution is Gregory Kramer with Planned Parenthood.
Thank you very much. Mr. Vice Chair and members, Gregory Kramer with Planned Parenthood Affiliates of California. We are here in strong support of Senate Joint Resolution 19 and thank the chair for her relentless leadership and defense of the Roe versus Wade decision. As the senator said, it's been 43 years since the Roe decision has come down, which has eliminated the need for women to receive unsafe and illegal abortion procedures. Many women before 1973 who underwent illegal and unsafe abortion procedures often became sick or died because of it. And that is a place that Planned Parenthood and this country should not go. We also appreciate the chair's recognition of Planned Parenthood and the role that we provide in communities. Oftentimes, Planned Parenthood is the sole provider of healthcare services within disadvantaged communities, and we're happy to provide services that the senator had mentioned, including HIV screenings, pregnancy tests, and well woman exams. Furthermore, we commend the chair and the language for denouncing the heinous attacks against a Planned Parenthood facility in Colorado Springs. And we're proud to report that in Thousand Oaks at our facility that they have reopened since the arson attack and we're able to provide services to folks that need it. So for those reasons, we support SJR 19. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kramer. Are there any other witnesses? Are there any speakers in opposition? Senator Hertzberg.
When you send this over to the assembly, can you add me in as an author of some various sort, whatever you deem appropriate?
I will do my best to make sure that.
Move the resolution.
We have a motion to adopt, to be adopted to the Senate floor. Senator Leno, then Senator Wieckowski. Oh, okay.
Voting yes.
And wanted to be included as a co-author.
Thank you,
Senator
Morlock.
Monning as well. Thank you.
Chairman Morlock, thank you. Senator, you had used the figure 97% in your presentation. I just wanted to clarify, did I understand correctly? 97% of the services provided by Planned Parenthood are not abortion-related services.
That is correct.
So this is what I think confounds many of us, that clearly in the whereas's clauses, you clearly delineate the 400,000 pap smears, the 500,000 breast examinations, the 1.1 million pregnancy tests, the 3.6 million provisions of birth control information and services, 4.5 million tests for sexually transmitted diseases. This is a health clinic.
Yes.
And 97%, why is there such mad, violent focus on 3%, given I can respect a difference of opinion, even though it is the law of the land and has been for 43 years now. And equally, if not more confounding, is that you note that through the contraceptive services provided, an estimated 516,000 unplanned pregnancies were avoided. So if one was of the opinion that there should be absolutely no abortion available, to deny people, and I understand 99% of American women do use contraception, to deny so many low-income women opportunity to access contraception, we know that there will be more unwanted and unplanned pregnancies, which only increase the demand for the very service that they who oppose Planned Parenthood claims shouldn't be provided. So it's confounding, it's not rational, it's tragically ironic. And so I think this is a good, rational message to send to Congress and to the President. And again, we know that this is a debate that will continue for decades, but I've seen figures as high as 65-70% of Americans do not want to see Roe tampered with, but that's not the issue here. The issue is the 97% of all these critically important health services to women who otherwise could not afford and would have no place else to go to get them. So I would also like to be added as a co-author.
Thank you, Senator. And you have expressed some of my puzzlement as well. If people are so opposed to abortion, the best way is to prevent it, to prevent unwanted pregnancies. Planned Parenthood has been a major player in that. When it comes to women's health in particular, one out of every five American women have accessed Planned Parenthood for their reproductive or other general health care in their lifetimes. One out of five, 20% of all the women in this country.
We should pass this and send roses.
Thank you, Senator Lindner. Senator Monning.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I, too, want to just thank the author for bringing this forward. As you noted, I would like to be added as a co-author if the opportunity presents. I learned over the weekend of events celebrating the 43rd anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court decision establishing this is a constitutional right for women. That last year, 2015, violent attacks on physicians, nurses, and patients at Planned Parenthood clinics doubled over the prior year, and you chose the word acts of domestic terrorism. I would say those that resort to violence to attack people exercising and protecting a fundamental constitutional right does appropriately rise to the level of being called domestic terrorism. So I thank you for framing it in that manner. The denial of access to health care is really the unexplained result of those who seek to deny funding to Planned Parenthood. So thank you, and I think there's a motion on the floor, so I will look forward to casting my vote in favor at the appropriate time. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Monning. Do we have any other questions? And Senator Jackson, do you wish to close?
On behalf of Beth Sedek and all the women of this country, I ask for an aye vote.
Then let's go ahead and call the roll, please.
The motion is be adopted to the Senate floor. Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Morlock?
No.
Morlock, no. Anderson?
No.
Anderson, no. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Wieckowski?
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye.
5-2. Do we need to hold anything open, Madam Chair? Okay, then.
The measure passes to the Senate floor?
Yes.
All right.
Go ahead. You wrap it up and adjourn.
That is the only measure today. We are now adjourned.